Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The top stories from across the New York Tri-State from the WCBS 880 Newsroom. This is the All Local.
67 degrees, mostly cloudy here in lower Manhattan. We might see a sprinkle or two later on, especially north and west. Overnight, we'll be in the 50s in the city, upper 40s to low 50s in the suburbs. Mostly sunny, back up into the 60s tomorrow.
People from our area who moved to Florida recently are in the path of Ian and the storm's potentially catastrophic storm surge. WCBS's Marla Diamond spoke to some of them today.
The track of Hurricane Ian took Diane Santoro by surprise.
This all came on late yesterday afternoon that, you know, our area, because originally the thought process was it was going to be the Tampa area.
The Verona, New Jersey native was already at her daughter's in South Carolina, but her son is still at her Venice, Florida condo.
You know, we were not technically in the area where they thought things would be severe. And then, of course, when the storm turned, it was too late to go anywhere.
Her friend Lou Piazza is also in Venice.
My biggest concern is if the water level kind of, if it gets this far. But that's the only, I mean, the shutters, I think everything else is going to be fine. We're in a, and the things about these homes up here now that they build, they're all cement block.
Piazza says he's stocked up and has plenty of food and water. Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio, 880.
Some Florida residents will likely be out of their homes for days, and they'll be looking for help. A Connecticut-based nonprofit is already planning to send people and material to the storm zone. WCBS reporter Peter Haskell has the story.
The Stamford warehouse is filled with the supplies desperately needed after a disaster. Marielle Fontaine at AmeriCare says they focus on health-related products.
So we have the prescription medicines. We also have things like hygiene kits and kind of basic cleanliness supplies.
The nonprofit has health care partners in Florida and Georgia. It'll also offer financial support.
The grants that we offer can be used for a variety of things, such as fuel for generators because the power is out.
Fontaine says the planning has started and a team will be on the ground in a couple of days. Peter Haskell, WCBS News Radio 880.
Competing rallies clashed on the steps of City Hall today ahead of a hearing on a bill to ban solitary confinement in city jails. WCBS's Steve Burns was there.
As tempers flared here, City Hall security stepped in to separate those pushing to continue solitary confinement and those pushing for a ban.
This notion that it's torture, that we're torturing individuals in our system, that is not the case.
Correction Officers Union head Benny Bossio is pointing to some graphic pictures, officers with gashes and bruises.
And the question becomes is, what do we do with the inmates that continue to cut, stab, slash, sexually assault, and brutally assault our officers and other inmates?
City Council Member Tiffany Caban calls that a lazy question.
Because when you were simply asking that question, you are not asking what causes violence. What is the root of the violence?
Mayor Adams opposes the bill to ban solitary, but it has enough support in the council to override a veto. At City Hall, Steve Burns, WCBS News Radio 880.
Chief Meteorologist Craig Allen, if it weren't for the hurricane, it would be a pretty light week for you. Not much happening up here.
Right. Not much happening up here. All the action down in Florida. And by the way, it is now official that mainland landfall has now occurred right around the Punta Gorda area of Florida. And so these conditions are obviously going to continue, as you heard just a little while ago, right through the night tonight and into tomorrow. And it's only moving. Ian's only moving at 8 miles per hour right now. So unfortunately, hurricane strength conditions with the winds, although not 150, but probably 140 down to 130, 120, you know, very slowly. But these are still catastrophic winds. And the surge, that's going to take a while to leave. And the rainfall, that will continue all the way to the northeast coast. And to answer your question, yep, over the weekend, that's when some of that rain may be able to spread this far north. So for tonight, totally separate. There's a chance for a couple of sprinkles, especially north and west. Otherwise, tonight's low 55 in the city, upper 40s and low 50s in the suburbs. And then for Thursday and Friday, 64 to 68, and it should be at least mostly sunny. 67 right now, and the humidity is 47%.
Stay informed. Stay connected. Subscribe to the WCBS 880 All Local at WCBS880.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.